Just like Cougar fans come together for BYU basketball, the community gathers around KSL each morning for important news. Listen tomorrow between 5 and 9 to KSL News Radio.
Cougar Nation, live from Provo. We were here watching some BYU football practice. I have a beautiful view of Y Mountain right through this window. It's just a picturesque day down here in Provo. It's fantastic.
It really is. What, tomorrow's the first day of spring, right?
Is it?
I think so. And just beautiful weather. I'm in the floral, flowery shirt. It's good times. The vibes are immaculate, and hopefully those vibes continue for BYU basketball. I know one of our callers tried to uplift the vibes. That's Jason from Eagle Mountain about
BYU baseball.
BYU baseball, but you know, we're talking BYU hoops right now. Like, we'll get to that down
the road.
They're
in the NCAA tournament. It's been. I'm trying to think just off the top of my head. What, 7, 8, 9? You would know off the top. I mean, I know they played a couple years ago, but it didn't feel the same.
Yes,
it was the first tournament back after COVID-19. Right. It didn't have the same feel. This is the NCAA tournament in all its glory. And the last time they did this was what, 15?
15, yeah, the first four against Ole Miss. And then before that, the last time BYU played on the traditional
14.
Thursday round of 64 was 2014 against Oregon. And that was another classic Sunday deal where it's like, well, you know, because of your Sunday stuff, we're going to give you a rematch against Oregon, a team you lost to in the regular season. You know, this is a special time of the year. And again, you have to cherish these moments because you just never know when you get to go back to the dance. Now, the opportunities are going to be
greater
in the Big 12 because of the opportunities in Quad 1 and Quad 2 that you get, but you can never assume you're just always going to be good and it's always going to level up. So you got to capitalize when this moment is here in front of you. And I said this last week, Matt, and I'll say it again. I'm telling you, if BYU can get at least just one win and play well in this tournament and not have any blowout losses, this is a team – Mark Pope wants to focus on roster retention in the offseason. They can be a preseason top 25 team next year. They're going to be better. I really believe that. Even if you lose Jackson Robinson, Spencer Johnson's going to be gone, but this program is built for some long-term success. But I feel like the next hurdle, the next climb, the piece, is to win an NCAA tournament game. Mark Pope hasn't done that yet as a head coach. He never got a chance at UVU. He's 0-1 at BYU, and that one appearance at BYU against UCLA was not pretty. And that was in, as you noted, the COVID year in Hinkle Fieldhouse, and BYU got outclassed. And it was like, wow, were they ready for this big stage? BYU is the better team on Thursday against Duquesne. Tip off at 10:40 a.m. coming up on Thursday inside Omaha, and I'll be there at the arena to have you covered on KSLSports.com. But they got to capitalize on this moment because I think it could lead to a lot of narrative builders, preseason top 25 talk. Like, that's what's in front of BYU if they can get this win, because I think better days are ahead for the program.
We're taking your calls, 801-575-8255. How confident are you, Cougar Nation, that this BYU team can make the Sweet 16? We'd love to hear you sound off on the selection committee. If you have any thoughts on that and this team at large, 801-575-8255. Join us. Get your thoughts on the air before it all begins on Thursday with that fun first round. How far do you think this team can go? Can they make it to the Sweet 16? How confident are you, Mitch?
That Illinois possible matchup in the round of 32
is tough.
Scares me a little bit. Yeah. Watching them in the Big Ten tournament championship game on Sunday, they've got a really good offense. And I just feel like that's a game that would be a tough matchup for BYU. It feels that way. I would love BYU to be in that spot to see how it plays out. You know, maybe I would love to see Morehead State pull off the upset against Illinois. I would like that a little bit more. No pun intended. But I feel like BYU, I feel very confident they'll get to the round of 32. I'm not confident they'll get to the Sweet 16. Because, look, maybe I'm just resorting too much to history, but I just feel like BYU basketball says that you have to have the best player in the land to get to the second weekend. And so I just feel that BYU's got to get one, and if they can get that one, everything else is house money. You go into that Illinois game if you do get to that spot on Saturday, you play loose, you just let it rip, man, because there's nothing to lose. You were once the preseason number 13 team in the Big 12. No one believed in you, and you've got to this point and exceeded everyone's expectations. Just get that one, and everything else to me is gravy. I just feel like I just want to see the round of 32, and then let's see what happens after that.
It's a coin flip for me, whether or not they can get to the Sweet 16. I wouldn't say I'm optimistic they will. I wouldn't say I'm pessimistic they won't. It really comes down to the three-point shooting. This Illinois team, led by Terrence Shannon Jr., a fifth-year guard, started his career at Texas Tech, second year now at Illinois, averaging 23 points a game. In some of these painful losses this year, Mitch, one of the common themes is the opposing team has had dynamic guard play that BYU has not had an answer for. Think about Pop Isaacs. Think about some of those guards for Iowa State that came alive in that loss on the road recently. So it's not a great draw to have Illinois. However, I've never felt like this Illinois team was great. In fact, outside of Purdue, is there a great team in the Big Ten? You could make a case with Purdue's lack of success in the tournament that they're not a great team, even though, again, they're a number one seed. So it's not out of the realm of possibility for sure. And I think the other thing that brings me a little pause and concern is this is a team that has a clear identity from the three-point line. And I love that. It's a lot of fun to watch. However, they're not a terribly consistent team from the three-point line. They're capable of knocking down 14 or 15 and beat anybody. But the next week, they're capable of making seven and shooting sub 30%. When they're sub 32%, Mitch, they're winless on the season. So that's very much in play. Can they repeat that multiple games in a row? I don't know. But it's not out of the realm of possibility, which makes it fun.
I feel good about Thursday, though, and I feel like BYU, they've got to control the pace, get up tempo, get into transition against Duquesne. You know, looking at Duquesne's team, they've got some talent, of course. I mean, to get to this point of the season, to be in the NCAA tournament, you've got to have talent. Their leading scorer, Day-Day Grant, 16.7 points per game. Feels like BYU's faced a lot of guys named Day-Day. I didn't know that was such a common name, Day-Day Grant. They've also got a Fusene Drame. He's averaging 6.7 points per game. He's their leading rebounder as well with 5.7 boards. It's also interesting of note in this one, and I'm curious to get your thoughts if this has any bearing. Our producer, Nate Slack, in our Cougar Sports Roundtable up on KSLSports.com today, he expressed a little bit of concern about this, but Duquesne's head coach announced that he is going to be retiring at the end of this NCAA tournament run for Duquesne. Keith Dambrot is going to be retiring. Extra motivation for the Dukes? Are they going to play inspired one last ride for their coach? Does that concern you at all?
I'm sure they will. It doesn't concern me. I'm much more concerned about BYU. If they don't shoot it well to start, does that affect other parts of their game? Because that's exactly what happened in the loss against Texas Tech. They were getting good shots. They weren't falling. And I felt good, even though they were down double digits early. I'm like, it's fine. Just keep playing good defense. Keep rebounding the ball well. Well, what happened was, after a period of time, the defense slipped. Their effort on the glass slipped. And before you knew it, it was a 20-point lead, and then the hole was too big. Can this team stay locked in to the little things if the shot is not falling? I will say this, though. One thing I do like about the draw, the times came out. BYU is playing very early on Thursday. It's the second start tip of the tournament on Thursday. I like that for Ali Khalifa and his fasting with the Ramadan, is that he'll eat in the morning. He's already been through this a couple times, the two early games in the Big 12. He's got the routine down a little bit. I think that's helpful for Khalifa.
He's Matt Biamonte, Mitch Harper. Taking our final time out of the show on the other side, we'll give some of our predictions and also break down more of this BYU-Duquesne matchup as the Cougars get ready for the big dance. It's all right here on Cougar Nation.